This is an Audio Holdings production.
Corporate bodies. One of the reasons why I became an actor, Charles Paris reflected wryly as he swung the wheel of the forklift truck, was to avoid tedious jobs like this. To avoid any job, in fact, with a predictability about it. Actually, when he came to think about it, he wouldn't have minded a predictable pension, or a predictable salary, come to that. He'd survived more than 30 years of the actor's fluctuating fortunes, long periods of signing on, enlivened by occasional bouts of work, but it was a kind of insecurity into which he'd never quite relaxed. As he got older, he did fantasize increasingly, with a slight wistfulness, about the idea of a regular income. Maybe if he'd had a regular job, he conjectured, his life might have had more shape. Maybe his marriage might even have stayed together. Though it was difficult to envisage Frances in the role of a corporate wife. Everything might have been better, though. On the other hand, it was extremely easy to be sure that any employment of that kind would have driven him mad with boredom. Charles Paris was an actor, like it or not. Even when, as in some years, his earnings were too low to qualify for taxation. Even when, as in slightly better years, the taxman had the nerve to hound him for a slice of the little he had. Even when directors, blind to his obvious genius, callously turned him down for parts. Even when critics advised him to take up market gardening, as the Financial Times once had. Whatever disasters arose, Charles Paris's mind couldn't cope with the idea of being in any other profession. And driving a forklift truck in the Delmoline warehouse for a morning was quite fun. It was only the idea of having to do it every morning and every afternoon, come to that, that was insufferably tedious. He looked across at Trevor, who actually did have to do it every day. The operator looked...